Warning: the following is intended for mature audiences. It includes references to the use of illicit substances as well as crude humor. Guys, tell them why the kids shouldn't listen this week.
We are Guys, Games, and Beer. We are an adult podcast. We try to gauge ourselves for all ages, but we do suggest, if you're listening with your children, censor. Rob?
Yes, please do not let your child listen to this without a really huge speech. Nothing you listen to this podcast should ever be repeated. It is wrong. You may be able to say this. However, it is not in your best interest.
Yeah, yellow submarines are fucking gay.
All right, let me start.
It's not the only. I'm not the only one that gets affected by that. Just saying.
There you go. It's catchy.
There you go.
Okay. Kiss my. Hold on.
All right. Try again.
Kiss my grits, America. I'm Zach Nanimus.
I'm Johnny Dem. You guys.
Oh, sorry.
I'm Skyboy TD.
I'm Rob, aka Retro Larry.
And thanks, Nude Larry. Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
And you no just.
And we are 2D. Yeah, we're Guys, Games, and Beer.
That's Guys, Games, and Beer, and the rest of you have tuned in to the War Pod. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Xbox and PlayStation freebies, our take on the live-action Zelda that may or may not be coming out for Netflix, and we have our top three vehicles in general. Also, don't forget, we are going to be talking about Mortal Kombat X, more realistic, I want to say body modifications, but that's not right, models, I guess. How would
Boobies.
You put that? Yes,
Boobies.
Thank you.
Oh.
And awesome. I had to put that as a side note because we added it as something that we may or may not get to if these guys can shut their yappers for 5 seconds because we never get to everything.
Nope.
But first, we're going to put the spotlight on Guys, Games, and Beer! Just clipped the internet. That was amazing.
That was awesome.
We are at our local right now drinking.
That's right.
As Guys, Games, and Beer tends to do.
Yeah, we do.
We do a lot at the Toad.
It is the Toad.
Yeah, it is Toad, yeah. It's one of our favorite places to record at, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, we've done a lot of recordings from here because there's booze.
Yeah, absolutely. Zach, you had a question for him?
Well, hold on. Point of order. You said it's one of your favorite places to record from because there's booze. There's also booze in a lot of abandoned alleyways. Your thoughts?
And we've recorded from a lot of abandoned alleyways.
We actually have recorded from alleys.
Yes! With booze!
They don't exclude the alleyways.
Yes, we have done shows from alleyways.
But yes, we wanted to... We hadn't had a guest in a while, so we thought we'd... sort of reach out to some of the other podcasts, and it turns out, America, that there's another podcast about games and beer, and I didn't think that those were very popular topics in America today, but apparently they are. So they stole from us, Warpod, and
fool.
Now you have to get them. You can
we're
find them if you would like to retaliate on our behalf, you can find them in abandoned alleyways.
In Wisconsin, abandoned alleyways in Wisconsin, correct?
Yeah, it's more of a summer thing.
Yeah, Wisconsin is a summer thing.
It's hard to find those warm spots in those alleyways.
Yeah, you guys can record in an alley like all the time, right?
The thing is, we can't do it during the summer.
Oh, yeah,
Johnny,
it's hot.
It's too hot.
Johnny really? Has this beard.
I do have a beard. So we get shooed out of the alleyways pretty promptly.
When his chin gets to sweating, it's like a sprinkler system.
Oh, wait. Now, Larry, you
well,
said
I was
going like
to say,
that.
I think the primary reason we do that in summer is so that our smokers can smoke.
Oh, yeah,
there's
there
no
you go.
Smoking indoors in this state.
In Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin.
Oh,
it's the same over here, too.
Well, actually, it's the same here, only in Houston. The surrounding cities, actually, it's still legal.
Nice.
Yeah.
We don't have
you
any
guys are
capacity
in Houston?
I'm sorry?
You guys are based out of Houston?
Houston area, yeah. Yeah.
I knew you guys were out of Texas. I didn't know what part. I did, I spent a while in Odessa
Oh, yeah, in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I was teaching photography.
You know, when I went to Texas, it was culture shock.
All right,
when I got there, and it was a dry county.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't have dry anything.
I had to have them explain to me what that meant.
Dry? What?
Yeah, they're not everywhere, but there are a few scattered across the state.
Oh, no. The weird thing for me was when, growing up in Texas, I went to Louisiana for the first time last year. And that's when I learned that they have, like, just drive-through alcoholic snow cone.
Yes.
Oh, my nice. God. Great they summer did. Idea, especially for...
There you go.
Like, what makes it a closed container, because they still have closed container laws, is that they tape some paper to the end of the straw, and that's it.
Yeah, there's actually been a couple different entrepreneurs have tried to bring that idea to Houston, and they all fail.
I don't know why.
Making the drive after you get a few of those snow cones in you all the way to Texas can be hazardous.
Exactly.
I was in Texas quite a few years ago at a place doing some labor, and I thought you could have open intoxicants in Texas.
It depends on where you are. The rules are different from county to county to city to city.
That I did notice. There was a lot of differences.
If yeah, okay.
One county over, I was like, hey, open.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, literally, we were drinking beers driving on the... And it was like, in this
Kansas
fuck?
Is like that, yeah.
And in this county, you can drink if you join the membership of the club.
Yeah. We actually have a place like that here in Houston. There's a part of Houston called the Heights, and there's parts of the Heights that you have to join a club to drink in certain establishments, which is really weird.
That's hysterical.
Yeah,
Sam Walton super drinkers.
since we're talking about alcohol, one of the things I noticed about you guys is that you guys have some people that show up to your podcast that are. Of the many of you, for first off, how many of you are there?
Up to 20.
Oh, geez. That's a lot. So,
like a 20-man podcast? That's happening?
No, generally there will be anywhere from probably 5 to 10 on a show, Rob.
Yeah, that's pretty fair to say.
But this is
we try to limit it to, you know, a certain number per episode, but we kind of rotate people per what is going on. Now, the four that you're talking to right now were basically core people who show up to every episode.
We're only missing, like, really one person.
Okay.
Yeah. Travis Source is
Yeah, Travis
that.
Is missing.
Oh, I'm sure your other guests are going to be thrilled to hear that.
they probably are.
So what I was getting at was that some of your guys, I've noticed, are under 21?
Yeah, surprisingly. Only one of us are under 20.
Okay.
It is a younger crowd.
Right.
They run anywhere from, when I say younger, because I'm the oldest guy on the staff, they're in their early to mid 20s. Most of our group.
Okay.
But again, that being said, I'm an old fuck, so.
Me too.
they're all still kids.
Yeah.
And the funny part is, I met you at a ska show, which is the young crowd.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But that's acceptable.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so really, Jonah's the only one who's underage, and. We only let him drink occasionally.
No, he's
well,
not.
Well, I think you know, it's legal if it's occasionally.
Right, yeah. Right.
Thank you.
Well, actually, first of all, it's legal.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah,
his dad's on the show.
Yeah.
It's completely legal.
Yeah, in Wisconsin, you can actually let your kids drink.
Yeah, I'll cover. Yeah, just because that's my son.
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
And yeah, legally he is allowed to drink, but no, he's not allowed to drink by me.
Okay, so that's...
Especially early
when
you're doing shots.
Hold on. Say that again. You guys dropped out for a second.
Totally. Wait. Again.
Oh, sorry.
Jordan's only done a drink of soda.
A shot of soda.
There you go.
Yeah, a shot of soda.
Right. So we included
Oh, hey, guys.
Have alcohol.
Yes.
Hey, guys, I don't know if there's much you can do about it, but I heard a little bleed-in from the music. I know if we get 10 seconds worth of it, that there's, like, a reciprocity.
Oh, I will. Hold on. I will see if we can turn that down.
Yeah, there's a copy thing. Yeah, I know. It's stupid. I hate it. It's stupid.
I get it.
Yes.
There is this thing, because when I started my YouTube channel, I'm a worrywart. So,
Yes, he is.
I was really worried about fair use, and I looked it up, and like you can use just about anything as long as you review it.
Yeah,
so, talk over it.
Yeah, and it also helps if you give credit to any of the people that helped out with it too.
Sure.
Like
we're
I
in
have
a public place. There's no expectation of privacy with this
music. Well, I'm not gonna.
Since
lie.
Corporations are people.
Since I did
music
YouTube,
must be people.
Since
too.
I did YouTube,
and there's no expectation.
Gee, God damn it, Larry! Jesus Christ!
This is how YouTube always goes. Even more so, we're drinking. Okay, so gentlemen, why don't you go ahead and start with our topic list today?
Currently, you're our topic list. First, we wanted to ask you guys what you playing. Lately, what games, tabletop, video game?
I'm rubbing my hands together.
Okay,
platonic
so,
romantic dice games for Valentine's Day.
Hey, they weren't platonic.
Platonic?
Platonic anymore?
We do it in groups.
Once there's physical penetration, all that platonic shit goes out the window. Trust me.
We do it in groups. It's a fun game to play with each other.
All right. So actually, we are going to start what we've been playing. I'm going to start with Retro Rob.
Are we talking only the tabletop games, or are we talking video games?
Open question. Whatever you want to say.
Okay, I've been playing Disco Dodgeball, which we've become really tight with the developers. Well, not real tight with the developers, but they've at least like acknowledged that we exist. And they're coming on the show next week. But we love this game. As a group, we really don't fall in love with many games. I mean, we like a lot of games, but there's not a lot of games that make it to our permanent playlist. And this game has made it to our permanent playlist. And it's largely a dodgeball game, played in the first person. It's available for PC, Windows. I hate saying PC. That is so not old school.
That is
Windows, Mac, and Linux. And it is a really, really good first-person shooter / dodgeball game.
Is the ammo limit like one, or can you carry in excess, like fantasy video game style?
You basically do a pickup, and yes, you only get to pick up one ball at a time. It is an FPS in the classic sense. In other words, you're playing first person, and the only time you get to shoot anything is when you pick up a dodgeball. However, there are extra like bonus pickups that allow you to do different things.
Tell me something. Is there a like creepy locker room simulator in between rounds?
No.
There really should
be. You're a robot. You're a robot with one wheel. Gosh. What are you gonna do?
You saw me.
I think we're all familiar with Rule 34, gentlemen.
all right. Challenge accepted. I'm going to do that.
Larry, what have you been...
Well, one of the games we played last weekend was called Nitro Dice. And it's it's made by... there's a local game company called Minion Games. They are part of... board game store, and it's like their house brand, okay, kind of like a house brewery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they basically, it's a racing game, and the dice are your cars, and you as you go up in speed, you turn the dice to whatever speed you're at, and that's your movement for the next one. Did I say it wrong?
No. You keep going. We are
stuff all the time. So, you know, I thought, oh no, I said it wrong, and I want to give them credit. It's a fun little game.
www.miniongames.com.
Right.
You give them credit.
And so, basically, you set up a track, and then you guys go around the track, and then the cards are kind of weird because the cards that you play are track pieces, and you use them to control your car. So if you get damage or something like that, instead of taking damage, you get one of those. But you can also lay the track down, and it's got, like, hazards and stuff, and then people run into them and stuff. And it's a fun little game. We played it several times, and it's, like, $5.
Nice. Okay, one more time. What is that? Take game called again?
Nitro Dice.
Okay, so it's not like a NASCAR-style sim where it's left turns. It's more like Speed Racer where you're using stuff against each other.
Yeah, it's like street racing, kind of.
Oh, okay.
That,
here
you know?
He comes. Here
you
comes
can, you can, you can, you do get nitrous, a couple nitrous to use.
Love that Kermit the Frog
and
shit.
And you can use it to your cars. basically, if cars are blocking you, you can shoot through with the nitro. Of course, they all take damage because you just, like, ram through them. And you can sideswipe cars, you know, and push them back a little bit, you know. It's a pretty fun game, and it seems to play, like, one guy gets away out in front. He probably doesn't stay there because he's probably, by the time he gets around a couple times, he'll start to slow down because he'll start taking damage because he's going too fast. He'll miss a turn or whatever, yeah. And you catch right up, you know. So it plays
well balanced.
Well. Yeah, it does play well balanced.
And, right. And, like, there are offensive maneuvers you can take against one another, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can, like I said, you can sideswipe someone. So basically, when you get next to them, as you're passing them, you can just, like, lane change into their lane and knock them back. So that's
just really interesting to me because it balances in a funny way because you always have a front runner. So every round, whoever the front runner would be, you just knock the crap out of them for the entire round.
Well, they get to go first because they're the front runner, so they kind of get up there. And sometimes, and there is another thing, if you're directly behind them and they take off, if you're slower than them, they suck you up one spot, which is really important.
Oh, you can draft on that, basically?
Yeah,
you can draft on their cars. Nice. Freaking awesome.
Yeah. So it plays really well.
Good.
Oh, well, right. I wanted to add a little sidebar to that. Like, what happens if they put, like, an illegal one, like street racing kind of card thing where someone's a cop?
Oh,
and then you can screw the other people.
That might be the expansion.
That'd
know?
Be awesome. Yeah. I would think it'd be like, oh, man, like now it's like Need for Speed kind of style, but like you're playing dice and stuff like
right?
that. And like the cop is just like throwing down like helicopters and like spike strips and
most
whatever.
Most of the time
roadblocks.
The obstacles are like manholes and construction.
But think about adding that. Like
yeah.
There's like just someone
it's
just
an
a cop.
It's an expansion pack.
Or the cop could just be an NPC. That'd be kind of fun.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah, the NPC just like
right.
it just throws out a random card.
Random
it's like
stuff.
Shit.
Right.
Okay.
I want to see the rarely seen win card, Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Wow. He can see in the dark.
Yeah.
Little grumble card.
All right. For $5, that sounds brilliant. All right,
yeah.
New Mike, what are you playing?
Well, I've actually been playing a few games. One I'm going to name right away because it just came out yesterday.
Number one,
I picked it up yesterday. It was Monster Hunter 4. I like put like 10 hours into that game last night.
Wait. Now he's got a new fiance. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. Hours in.
All right, let me explain that. Well, all right, let me just
explain
that.
She watched with loving eyes.
All right.
Explain it like she's listening.
All right. Explain like she's
she
listening.
Will. She will.
She says the exact same thing I do. All right, we don't celebrate Valentine's Day because a week after that is our anniversary. Thanks.
Wow.
Anyway,
I find that
women
love extras. So
yeah.
He knows I find that women. Sorry, I find that women like attention relatively consistently.
Sorry, I'm sorry, but I got a very expensive dinner reservation up for
you. Oh, you better.
How great they are.
They love that.
Yeah, she loved it. Anyway, she passed out next to me, next to the
couch
last night.
Only
because
he was playing the game.
She was bored of you playing the game.
It's a book. No,
yes.
She literally got home, sat on the couch, and fell asleep.
Good.
I think you lucked out.
He did luck out on that. Okay, so last but not least, I guess I'm going to see what I've been playing.
I'm not done yet, because you guys got on my case about Valentine's Day.
Go.
I was just going to say, if she passed out on the couch, nerdiest use of roofies ever.
But yet, after 20 years of marriage, not really a bad one.
But the other two games, you didn't talk about it, but it also made it into our list of probably playlists. Minimum.
No, I'm going to talk about that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll go. But that made it to our playlist, too. But
of course.
Minimum, which Tom will get to. And I've also been playing Guild Wars 2 with Travis and JJ. Thank you, ArenaNet, for making such a good MMORPG that I don't have to pay $15 a month for.
Shouldn't you do a plug for Tip to Tip with JJ?
Yeah,
Bradley.
Tip to
that's
Tip with JJ.
That's
a
really old title, isn't it? I think I used to play it. Like,
yeah, it's an old title.
Guild Wars has been around forever.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's
still going
for a while. Yeah, it's still going. And they're coming out with an expansion sooner or later.
That's one I never touched.
Guild Wars?
Me neither.
Never.
Touch it. Very in all the wrong places.
I played the first one. I haven't played the second one.
Play the second one.
Playing Guild Wars is where I learned about naked dance parties in town.
Oh!
I like it because I'm a cheap bastard and I don't have to pay $15 a month for fucking playing a game. Ever I put like hundreds of hours.
Isn't
it
just buy the game and then that's it?
That's it. That's all you have to do. I mean, you could do like little transactions to get like stuff that you want and stuff like that. But fuck that, you don't need
it. It's basically just buy the game.
Yeah, you
don't
just
need
it.
Buy it on G2A for $5.
And they also have an exchange system too. Like if you want to get some of that stuff, you can exchange your gold to get like these diamonds or whatever to get like some of the stuff that you could get from the store, which is nice. It takes forever to do, but you could do it.
I'm going to wrap this up by talking about something else that G2B, the whole G2B staff has fallen kind of in love with is it's called, a game called Minimal.
Minimum.
I'm sorry. It's a first-person shooter. It basically is.
It's all over
it's
the
not
shoulder.
It's first-person shooter.
Okay. All right. Never mind. Come on.
Get this
right. Over the shoulder. Thank you.
We had a big discussion.
We did have a big discussion on this. I know we did. But here's what it is. It's just a straight-up, simple, fun game.
Titan mode.
And when they say minimum, they do mean minimum. Minimum graphics, minimum weapons. It's really just a well-done, tight little game.
But the pay-to-play people do not get a huge advantage. Because
I
have totally pulled in their ass.
We did last week when we did a Let's Play on this.
Yeah, because I play like an old person and I hide.
And that works just fine in
yep,
this game.
Works great.
It should work. If you're hiding, they shouldn't be able to buy stuff to find you.
But you're hiding. But I always find you, Rob, and then I kill you, and then all I hear is...
No, you run away
And then I come back and I kill you.
Gentlemen, if you haven't played this game yet, it really is well worth looking into. It's available on Steam, and I think only on Steam right now.
Yeah, I just pulled it up. I pulled up their website, and they say gather, craft, and play. What's the craft part of it?
You get to make your own weapons and armor during the game.
Oh, okay.
So if you go ahead and gather all these bits and pieces, you get to put together different weapons, you get to put together different types of armor during the gameplay.
It actually looks pretty badass.
I do want to mention the publisher, largely because they've been getting a lot of crap in circles lately. Atari publishes it.
Yeah, I know. And here's the thing we were torn on. It's an Atari game, guys.
You know what's
weird? It's a really good Atari game.
It is.
I'm glad this is a title that they picked up that they really, I think they found some nice indie developer, saw some potential in this game, and picked it up. And bravo for Atari for doing that.
But that's rare for it. Atari's done a shitty job in
the
past of getting dollars.
In the past. But maybe now they've turned a new leaf.
About a year ago, we actually did a little spot on Atari where they did a press release where they said that because things weren't going great for the company, they were going to try to find a new niche, and they said that they were going to focus on the gay, lesbian, transgender demographic.
Whoa!
Wow, they got the right one.
We're good with that. Good with that.
How would you say that Minimum feeds into this agenda?
Well, since everyone has no genitals, I would say transgender will be just fine.
There we go.
Perfect.
I look really pretty in a dress.
And Rob does look good in a dress.
Well, you also can customize your skin. I think I saw like a pink unicorn person. Like you could get different skins for your characters, and one person had a pink unicorn head as their head for the
character. I think it
treats them equally by saying, hey, this is a good gamer game. Play it.
There you go.
I like that a lot.
Also, Titan mode, that's all you really need because seeing those gigantic-ass Titans fight each other.
It's freaking awesome.
Oh, it's so awesome.
Yeah. So play Titan mode if you play the game. All right, so that's my game. So that's it for us, gentlemen.
All right, Johnny Dim, what you playing?
What am I playing? Okay. Lately, I've been playing a lot of schoolwork because I just started school again. But as far as the last game I'm playing,
Johnny?
I played... What?
Johnny.
What?
You're on the podcast, right?
Yeah.
That means you're too cool for school!
Okay.
I wish I had the air horn.
I've actually been playing a lot of mobile games recently. But I've actually been playing the Madden 15 on my phone.
You This is the third time you mentioned that stupid Madden game.
I can't stop playing it!
Oh, okay. Hold on. Do you remember when we were talking about Moonrise? It was the new... it's supposed to be like a better Pokemon?
Yeah.
Okay, J-Riz found out how to get that. You can start... All you need is a Canadian email address because you can download it. You can download it on moonrise.ca.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
My kid's been playing that Madden game a lot.
Yeah, I can't stop it. I just want more Super Bowls.
Look, I don't
get a Canadian email.
How does one get a fakenamegenerator.com. Like no joke.
What was the name of that moon? What?
Moonrise. It's like Pokemon, but instead of you being this horrifying 10-year-old that goes and just captures sweet little animals for no reason, they
Travis Siri just passed out.
No, they've been infected by a purple mist, and so they're evil, and you have to beat them until they're not evil, and then they'll join your team.
Beat them until they're not evil.
Wait a minute.
We've been doing that with the Taliban for years.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ compels you.
Well, have you considered letting them join join your team? Maybe they just feel left out at this point.
So is a legendary monster of that game like the girl from The Exorcist? It spins a hat and vomits.
Her primary attack is pea soup. I'm sorry, Johnny. Madden.
No, it's not. Yeah. We don't. Yeah. It's just. It's a very good mobile game. It's not what I expected when I downloaded it. It was surprising how good it was.
What? Okay. With the multi-touch interface, how do you play football?
They make it pretty simple. You tap the screen to hike the ball. You get the ball in your quarterback's hands. You can move around with a little joystick function.
Okay.
And then you just when your receivers become available, you just tap that receiver and it passes to that receiver.
Did you notice that you went into the Madden voice for a second there?
I kind of did.
You see, here's a guy who taps the screen in order to get the ball moving, and when he balls, moves the ball.
Refs like the best quarterback.
No, you have to talk about nothing to do with football to be him.
It's like a can of beans, right? It's a can of beans. Anyway, Zach, what have you been playing?
Lately, I have not been able to put down. It's a game. It was free on PlayStation Network last month, and it's called The Swapper. And
that's a good game.
Yeah. Have you beat it?
No. No chance.
Okay. I'm on the last puzzle, and it's impossible. For those of you who haven't played The Swapper, okay, it's Portal. It's not Portal-esque in mechanics at all. It's Portal-esque in, I guess, theming. You're on.
It's Portal, but nothing like it.
Yeah,
theme-wise, it is. It's just kind
of like.
I know.
No, it's generally non-violent. You're an astronaut stuck on a space station, and you have puzzles to solve. And how you solve them is with a gun. That's also not a weapon like in Portal. And what it does is it creates clones of you. And in addition to creating clones of you, it can also swap you to one of your new characters. What it says is it swaps your consciousness, and the whole game's about, is it actually possible to swap a consciousness, or are you just pretending that the old one didn't have your consciousness and you're killing them? Because a lot of it has to do with, oh no, I'm falling to my death. I better make a clone of myself and swap with it on the ground and then let my old self die.
It's not going deep.
That is going kind of deep, you know, actually.
Yeah.
It's actually what indie should be.
As to what a person is. Is it the consciousness? Is it the whole body and consciousness? That's deep.
Larry gets drunk really easy.
Yeah, Larry does get drunk really easy. That's why Larry.
Yeah, Larry's already like hitting that stage right now. He's gonna be interrupting a lot.
Well, no, I thought that was a beautiful little moment where, you know, we weren't.
Moments. We'll give him that. Well,
you had a moment with Larry. How good is that?
We're all great philosophers, just drunk. Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
Rob, take this video and put an edit and put a rainbow.
No, it really is a good game.
But it's hard as rocks. Oh my god, I can't. It's like the whole thing is that you're allowed to have five guys, and the last puzzle, four guys. They trap one of them automatically, and you can't use them. And as a result, it's impossible. I've tried absolutely every single thing.
Isn't it a trick to like not focus on the puzzle, but unlock the guy? And once you have the
five, it's not really like
boom.
That. You kind of.
I tried it.
All right, so automatically the guy gets locked, right?
Yeah.
So and you can't complete the puzzle. So instead of focusing on a puzzle, focus on unlocking the guy. And once the guy's locked. Boom! I bet it's like that.
He's already tried it. He said.
Because I start off. You start off upside down when you first get into the room, and the first thing it does is put your right side up. So I was like, I bet I can come into the room upside down and jump the thing that makes me right side up. It takes control of your character and puts you in the way of that thing to put you on the ground so you're in the pit.
I have this rule with games. The minute I have to like really put out an effort and I'm no longer enjoying it anymore, fuck it.
Thanks, Yuri did that to me.
I give it to Mike.
The publisher just says, hey, if you want to finish that last book, just send us $10, we'll send you
Hey, it's like Nintendo with their new DS. Oh, you want to get that charger? Well, you ain't gonna get it.
They're smart enough to send it out.
Do you know about that?
No.
With the new DS, there's no charger. You only get the DS. No charger.
You gotta buy it separate.
What?
Yes. See, I was lucky. I have the DS, 3DS XL already, so I had the charger with it, but I went to Best Buy, and they didn't have any. I was like, oh, when do you guys get more in? Well, I don't know if you want it, because it doesn't come with a charger. I was like, wait, what? It doesn't come with a charger.
So you're really supposed to screw down.
Yeah.
Sell your other one, but minus the charger.
No, yeah. That's exactly what they're trying to do. Make it so you sell a non-working lower unit. All right.
Okay, achievement yet. Right. You know, I hate to say it, but you just got an achievement, Mike, for totally off topic.
Yeah.
Good job.
We do off topic.
Yes.
All right. So, gentlemen, what's the next topic?
Next topic, what you drinking?
Ooh.
Yeah, what you drinking now? What you drinking lately? Why have you been playing games that's influencing what you're drinking? Have games been making you drink?
Oh God, yes. All right, well that's easy. Let us start that out because
yes.
We are definitely drinking. Rob, what are you drinking right now?
I'm drinking gin and tonic as I always do.
Okay, Rob, what do you call gin and tonics?
It's Dick and Tonics.
Dick and Tonics.
Why does Rob call them Dick and Tonics?
Because I'm a dick when I'm on them.
But yeah, you just keep going. Just
phrase it.
Doesn't deter him in the least.
I will say that most
it's his weight loss program.
I don't know if you know. I know you guys listen to the podcast, but I have a lot of games, and being bad at games makes me drink, and I'm not good at games.
That sounds like a very vicious cycle.
Yeah. So
as a result, have you become better at drinking?
Yeah, I'm much better at drinking than I used to.
Very pro drinking.
You going for the high score?
I am.
And the gin and tonics will take them there.
Yeah, and they take me away from my problems. So I find that gin and tonic does indeed purify me. I don't care anymore.
It's becoming a very spiritual experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excellent.
As a result, who is your spirit animal?
The chicken has always been my spirit animal.
Good.
With or without head?
Both.
With the head. We play.
You're not about to say I give head.
Killing
to chickens.
Floor. No, I wasn't. Okay. But now that you mention it, Rob's player in Killing Floor has a chicken head.
Yeah, I do.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, Drunken Larry.
Thank you.
Well, currently I'm drinking a Smittix. Good call for a son. It is still Sunday morning here? Yes, it is still Sunday morning here.
Yeah.
So he's drinking a Smittix, which is a really nice beer.
Yeah.
Smittix?
Smittix? Well, you know,
I drink so
never
much.
Heard of it.
Oh. Explain what a Smittix is to these gentlemen.
Oh, it's
an Irish
beer, and it's not a port, but it's a darker beer, and
That's the one that has a little castle thing on the front.
That's the Smittick symbol, yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I'm familiar.
It is a classic Irish beer.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do want to ask. Sorry to cut in, Larry.
Apologize.
Yeah.
Just apologize. Wow.
I am pretty.
Continue.
It's kind of funny. I was driving past like a pub a couple weeks ago, and they talked about the Warlock Brew.
Right. That is not us. That is not. There's actually a Warlock's Brewery. It's actually closer to you guys. And we are Warlock's Games and Beer. And while we were opening a brew pub, right now we have no plans to open a physical location. So we just do the podcast mainly, and then we do the YouTube channel right now.
Yay! That's not so bad.
No, that's not so bad at all.
Because you know, I based on historical reference, you might have just drank your profits down.
I'm just saying.
We'll get into those issues at some time or another. All right, Mike, what are you drinking?
It was interrupting. I want to come back.
Drunken Larry was not done. My apologies.
And I wanted to answer the second part of the
Go ahead, Drunken Larry.
Yeah.
Does drinking affect my game choices? Absolutely it does. If I'm not drinking, I will, especially with board games, I will play complex games like a Power Grid or something like that where there's a lot of pieces to monitor,
right,
a lot of strategy to think about, a lot of thinking ahead. But by the end of the evening, when I've drank quite a bit, it's like...
It's bang.
Even on the lower level, it's like King of Tokyo where you're just like rolling dice. You know?
This game's easy. There's no thought to it whatsoever.
You know?
God's honest.
Really does change what I play.
All right.
Yeah, I actually a similar subject. I actually was working out of a co-op, basically brew pub, in downtown Houston, where we had the Warlocks concept there and it was present. And I would select games for the pub itself, and you can't bring in those really complex games. They don't really work in that environment. We had games like we had some Walking Dead games, and then we had a game called Two Bridges, and it's an old school game that's super simple. You just roll dice, and that's about it.
That's actually one of the reasons that we had to include a house rule for risk about eating other people's units.
Yes,
I could have.
Whoa!
Yeah, I could have phrased that better.
Yeah, she's boarding on that a little bit.
Extra victory points.
All right, new Mike. What have you been drinking?
Well, I have been drinking Fatal Attraction, which is an Imperial Black Indian Pale Ale
by
Tyriana. It's I don't know how to pronounce
it. It's a Wisconsin brewery.
It's a Wisconsin brewery.
But that label makes
It sounds really sexy, weird. Actually.
Did you say Indian or Indiana?
No, India Pale Ale.
Okay.
Imperial Black Indian Pale, and then now I'm drinking a Sierra Nevada Beer Camp 2015. It's a hoppy lager.
It is a very hoppy lager.
It is very hot. It's a spring seasonal. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we did a podcast back with the Space City Nerd guys where we actually went through an entire case of the different beer camps from 2014.
But if we're on the topic of playing games while we're drunk, mine is always like Super Smash Brothers or All-Stars Battle Royale.
Both good drunk games.
All-Stars Battle Royale. I ran out of space on my PS3, and that was the first game to go. Like, no joke.
Oh,
It was a good fighter.
It is a good fighter.
It just didn't get the hype.
And a good drunk game.
Yeah, and it just didn't get the hype.
It's a button mash.
To.
I love a
that,
good...
That was your problem, drunk. Zach. You didn't play it while you were drunk.
Yes!
Is it fair enough to do a local pub plug?
Oh, God.
Yeah, go for it.
I was going to mention something about that.
Okay, well, plug.
Okay, by the way, we're surrounded by board games here. And we're over at...
Toad Hall. In Racine, Wisconsin.
Yep, over on Wisconsin Avenue. And, it's a great pub just to have a drink. So if you want to accidentally run into us, which does happen because we're here all the time.
What I was going to mention is there's a beer club here.
Yes.
And you sign up and your glass is hanging in the bar. And when you come in, they bring down your glass.
I wish you guys could see this. I got my mug.
We all have our mugs here with our names carved on them.
They will.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a special flavor saver promotion where they won't wash your glass?
No!
So they clean it.
And they clean it and they keep track. And after you have 100 beers,
you get a plaque.
Different beers, you get your plaque on the wall.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. We have a place down here we like to go to called Flying Saucer. And they do the same thing, but it's a plate. And then you get, it's 200 beers, I believe, is when you get your first plate. But then you can get up to 10 plates and they change color. And eventually you get your a saying on it. It's really badass.
It changes the same color as your liver.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally. So wait a minute. It's 200 beers per plate. 10 plates. That is 2,000 beers.
Yes, it is. It's a genius promotion because they definitely get the better end of the bargain there. And we it's funny, Zach, you mentioned that because the 10th plate is a black plate.
I was about to say it, and written on the inside it says sorry about your liver disease.
Yeah, exactly.
Say RIP on it. RIP.
Okay, so what today I'm drinking kind of light actually because it is Sunday morning and you guys gave me an excuse to start drinking early, which is really good on a Sunday. I normally try to hold off to not drink until afternoon.
Walking Dead.
But you see, today was special because I got here early.
Really?
To set up for the show.
You're rejecting a dinner.
No. So I've had a couple of Bloody Marys, three Stellas, and I'm pretty good right now. So yeah, I'm on my third Stella right now.
Nice. Very nice.
So drinking out of that chalice.
Oh, hey, it's a chalice. I'm drinking out of a chalice. Don't argue about it.
A chalice from the palace?
Chalice with, hey, if it had a palace, that'd be great.
He feels fancy.
Pinky out.
Oh, I was so hoping that somebody was gonna catch that reference because it's super stupid. I'm sorry, way off topic. Have you guys seen The Court Jester with Danny Kaye from like 1965?
I love Danny Kaye.
Yeah, I actually have seen the movie.
Yeah, the chalice with the cross is a pellet with the poison.
I'm sorry, I was busy interrupting when you said it, so I missed it.
Doing your job, obviously.
Okay. So that's what we're drinking. So what are you gentlemen drinking, and what should we be drinking?
I am drinking an 1836 from Buffalo Bayou Brewery, which is a local brewery here in Houston. It's actually a brewery I just recently became a part-time employee of.
Distribute outside of Texas?
What's that?
Do they distribute outside of Texas?
Not yet. Hopefully they will someday. I think they had their third anniversary just a month ago or something like that. Can you guys tell me why the year 1836 is relevant?
The Alamo?
That's actually pretty close. I believe it was the year that Texas got their independence.
You know, you guys do get taught, like, Texas history in your schools.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
We, on the other hand, do not.
Yeah. No, that's not true. My teacher did teach me. Wisconsin became a state in 1848.
Nice.
That's Wisconsin. I don't do Texas.
That's Wisconsin history.
Yeah, but I thought were we talking about Texas or Wisconsin?
Texas.
Oh, shit.
Trivia. What's the newest state in the United States? Officially.
No, I can't remember.
Ohio. Because they never got around to ratifying it until like the 60s.
All right. I've heard that, actually. That's pretty funny.
This is the beer place. I want to know about beers. That's all
I was thinking, man.
Wait, actually, there was a weird mix-up like that. Do you guys know who the first African-American president was?
I muted for a second. Sorry.
It was Condoleezza Rice. because Obama deferred his being sworn in, there was actually a gap where there was no president of the United States, and it fell to Condoleezza Rice.
He was sworn in, but he like stumbled over part of the
right.
what he was saying, so they had redid it just in case.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting because there's so many technicalities like that. So really, Obama's not the first one.
No. Oh shit!
Obamagate.
Thanks, Obama.
By the way, to all you snobby Europeans who call us racist,
screw you. Let me see your prime minister. Okay? Oh. I totally flipped off on an audio podcast.
He just flipped off on an audio podcast. Wait, nobody saw the
stop for that.
Yeah, there really should be.
We're definitely going to censor that.
Visual stick, take a shot.
Oh, shit.
We'll edit in a bird noise.
Thank you. All right. So what else? Okay. So what? So now you, Johnny, you what? Tell me about brewery you started with.
What's that?
Officially employed with?
Yeah, I just recently this last week I'm part time employee at Buffalo Bayou, which is the beer I'm drinking is from. I've been friends with the owner and stuff like that for a little while. I was with another brewery that just shut down in December. I started that after I officially gave up on starting my own brew pub. And that one was called Fort Bend Brewing. And, they shut down for a few different reasons. But anyway, so yes, Buffalo Bayou is definitely a good brewery, and that's the one I work with currently.
And, did you mention the name of the beer that you're drinking today?
1836.
Yeah, he did. And asked us a question, and we all failed.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that 1830s. I thought you were just bringing stuff up. I didn't know.
No, the name of the beer is 1836. It was the first beer.
Way to pay attention in your own podcast.
Yeah, yeah. It's their first offering, and they've got a lot of other newer beers that are really complex. This one in particular is a copper ale, they call it, and it's definitely a good, solid beer. I definitely, if you know me, I definitely gravitate towards the bolder flavors, the really hoppy IPAs, the dark stouts and stuff like that. This one is not one of those, but they do offer a lot of those. Like, one of their more famous offerings is called a gingerbread stout and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah. Johnny.
Wait. That gingerbread stout is crazy good.
No, don't do
is it?
Do not gingerbread anything.
No, it's ridiculous.
Oh, hold on. We're gonna get into a little debate here. So what are you guys trying to say?
Wait a minute. I want to note that this is not 100% here because I think gingerbread stout sounds like a good Christmas beer.
No. Don't chocolate. Yeah. Don't vanilla. Don't gingerbread. You know.
So you guys are more purists then.
We're purists.
If I'm drinking beer, I want to taste beer. Yeah. I don't want to taste cookies. I don't want to taste. Honestly, we got things like vanilla porter. We've got, you know, chocolate stout. We've got double chocolate stout. No.
I recall you drinking a whole lot of that apple.
No.
That's a lie, by the way, Peter.
That is not a beer. That's a cider. Okay?
Oh,
there's
Jesus
nothing.
Christ. You know what,
with this conversation, I just imagine, like, Jonathan here and going, like, right up the top of his face and you're like, what? You talking shit about gingerbread beer?
I am talking.
Okay. But my personal stance on it, that's my thing in brewing. Like, when I brew my own stuff, I like to introduce the adjuncts and the weird stuff. I think it challenges the palate, and I think it's fun to try to experiment with new stuff. Now, some of it, I will agree, is overdone.
Thank you.
Sometimes you get too many pumpkin beers or whatever. God. But personally, I do like to add that kind of stuff. Like, stuff I've made. One of the more popular ones I've made that people liked was actually a green bell pepper beer.
The Green Ogre.
Yeah. Well, the name has changed a couple times, but it was originally the Green Ogre. Now it's the other brother. So it's like the other brother. Yeah. So it's like a Luigi, thing.
In the attic.
I'm not gonna lie.
Does it have bite?
The bell pepper beer?
Yeah.
It tastes just like roasted bell pepper.
Do you mean like a boozy bite or a spicy bite?
Yeah, that'd be a great cooking beer
for brats. No, see, yeah, for doing brats. I could see boiling brats in something like that.
Oh,
boiling
sure.
Brats and beer?
Oh, yeah, that's what you do with brats.
It's good. It's a Wisconsin thing. And then you grill them.
That's probably more of a Wisconsin thing more than it is here, but some people do that here, too.
I'm sorry. I thought you meant in an attempt to make the beer taste like brats, and so you boil it and drink it.
The other way around. The other way around, Zach.
No. Well, when you do that, you're actually releasing all the alcohol in it. Culinary.
Yeah. So, okay.
You know what? I'm going to try to mic on this because he is actually a degree expert.
He is a degree chef, yeah. So.
Okay.
I hate chef. That it releases all the alcohol.
Right, well, maybe just microwave it then so you don't boil it off.
You can't do that either. Microwaving makes it taste like shit.
Hey, that depends on how clean your microwave is.
Okay.
Well, no. To cap that off, though, I do have great respect just for standard ingredients in beer, for sure. It takes a very skilled brewer to just make a solid beer and brew it to perfectly to style, you know, like a chef or whatever. So it's absolutely I have great respect for that too.
I don't mind flavorings. I think just that people have gotten too much in the trend of throwing shit in beer, you know, and
so you're being nuanced.
I'm being nuanced.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying that all flavors are bad. I just don't look. If I wanted a chocolate malt, I'd get a chocolate malt. I wouldn't buy a beer that tastes like a chocolate malt.
Sure. Okay.
See, I probably would try it. And we're very split on this. I really do like experimenting with different types of flavors. I'm okay with that. I'm really okay with that.
The problem is,
I will agree with you that it often turns up bad.
Suck.
Right. You know, my problem is just like.
We drink a lot.
It's no longer a beer. It's
thank
become
you.
Something
thank
else.
Thank you.
Flavored malt liquor.
Okay. So we had this thing. There. Yes, thank you. We had this thing called Red Dog, and they called it a red beer.
Right.
And we bought a case of it. Red Dog. Oh, this sounds interesting. You know,
I remember Red Dog.
Yeah.
It was a freaking berry wine cooler stuck in a beer bottle. That is not a beer. It's a wine cooler.
Right.
Oh God, that stuff was horrible.
In about 1 second, I'm gonna shut up about it. But there is a certain product that Larry really likes.
Okay. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Uh-oh.
Hello. Hey guys, hold on. If you can hear us, hold on.
Oh, you cut out.
Yeah, I can hear you. No,
okay.
Shut off the mic so Larry could not rant.
So Larry couldn't rant.
Oh.
This is malt beverage.
No, stop.
There it goes again.
Well, since
they're censoring each other.
Since it's just the three of us, America.
Okay.
Now you're back.
All right, we're gonna let Larry rant.
No, don't let
it. It's a delicious beverage.
Hold on. I want to slate it.
Larry rant. All right, Larry, rant away.
Well,
if they let you,
it's a good beverage.
Now, note that I did buy him a Zero sign for Christmas.
I know. And I have a poster, and it's...
Larry.
Okay, what beverage are we talking about?
Yeah,
you guys keep unplugging the mic on him.
Oh, I'm sorry. Zima. And the reason I say that... Yeah.
I think it was ahead of its time. Because nowadays, people are drinking more ciders and all that stuff. And it's really kind of a light gin and tonic flavor. And...
No.
No.
It is.
No,
I'm not, like...
I'm not going to
talk to
the
Zima.
Brewer.
It's not a gin and tonic flavor.
It was a light gin and
tonic
flavor.
No, it was not.
Okay. Okay, Zima would have its place in the market today. Women and babies would definitely drink it.
You know what? On a 93-day, Zima was better than anything else.
All right.
I mean, we have four of those in Wisconsin, which is why it didn't sell.
you know, it would have been about the same. Like Mike's hard, right? You know,
Mike's is too sweet. Mike's.
I went too
lemonade too sweet.
I went
Johnny. We're gonna get in trouble here. Are you comparing?
That was garbage. I'm just saying.
Hold on, Zach. What are you trying to tell me?
We're gonna get in trouble here. Are you comparing the female palate to that of a baby?
Wait a minute, Johnny, did you just do that?
Oh boy. I may have crossed the line there, but
and we had a feminist topic today that we'll never get to, but we still had it.
Yeah.
Look.
Okay. I'll say this. I did it for the lulls. All right, that's it. I did it for the lulls.
Oh shit.
Okay. So real quick, do you guys go to that? I've been told that there's a great, like, homebrew beer fest in Texas.
Are you talking about the Dixie Cup?
Maybe.
The Dixie Cup is actually in Houston, and it's actually, like, the first or second largest homebrew competition.
Yes, that's the one he's talking about, then.
Yeah. I've been once. I've never competed in it. I don't do competitions very at all. But... it is a really cool event, and I actually helped the people that were plating everything for the beer pairing dinner. I helped plate everything. That's about it.
Okay. Johnny, I have to ask them, seeing as you have not competed there, how do we get a hold of your beer?
You don't. now
it's
now,
all mine.
No, mine.
No.
No. You're crushed here.
Oh, just like, all right. Just don't make it gluten free, please.
No, I won't.
Oh. Yeah. I'll acapella. That's all I gotta say.
No.
We had stuff that was not gluten free from the same brewery.
Which
it was
good.
Yeah,
which
it was good. Yeah.
It's like clearly not gluten free. That's
gluten free. Not so good.
Wait. Which brewery are you talking about?
Oh, who does
that? What's the name of the box?
I think I know who you're talking about. There's one that's distributed, I think, nationally that does gluten free.
No, this was Scott's and Watts.
Oh, okay, so it's not the same one. Then.
And it was called Acapella. Was the brand, but it was not so good.
I mean, it's a great beer for
okay.
people that have.
Okay, so we still haven't
got a gluten allergy,
but we still
haven't
gotten a Zach's beer.
Ah,
what drink? Good question.
Excellent question. I don't drink.
Oh,
Zach. Wait a minute, Zach, what's the title of your podcast?
That would be Warlock's Games and Beer.
So he's the games, I'm the beer.
Oh, okay.
I'll really note that there are only two states in the union where that is actually a capital crime.
What, not drinking?
Wisconsin and Texas.
Zach, you live in Texas.
That's why we do a pirate radio station. I'm keeping the soul of the city alive.
Yes!
Straight edge for life. No,
hey,
Zach, are you
truly straight edge?
Yeah, go ahead and just explain it, Zach.
Okay, I suffer from an affliction, actually. It is a psychological one, but I have what is called a food aversion to the inebriant effects of alcohol. It harkens back to a time that I got really sick at the Ren Fair, and every time I feel.
Now, hold on. So we can brag about this a little bit just for a brief second. Our Renaissance Festival is actually the largest in the nation.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's super cool.
It's very awesome.
Stop Ren Fairs.
But now every time I'm even the least bit tipsy, my mind and as a result my body goes back to that state that I was in when I made myself really sick at the Ren Fair, and it's no longer fun.
Okay, Zach, wait.
I have something for you.
Okay, you first.
I have something for you. O'Doul's Amber N.A. is a good beer.
It's
no,
not bad. No,
I want you to drink past your problem.
Guys. Wait.
Call to arms. We have to change the slogan of our podcast right now. Warlocks, Games, and Beer, and G2B, drink past your problems.
You need to drink past this. I too, had this problem. I once drank way too much vodka.
Oh, vodka's evil.
Fleshman's.
Yeah,
the problem wasn't vodka, it was Fleshman's.
Yeah, no, the problem was that I need to get back on the horse and ride again.
Zach, get on that horse. Wait, Zach, I have to ask. When you were at the Ren Fair, were you dressed in character?
I'm trying to think back. Yes, I was in my special Chinese costume.
Yes, that is definitely the case.
I'm going to tell you how I repaired it. It did take a year.
Do you notice? You notice at Ren Fairs that there's an inordinate number.
Larry, you've
of
been drunk your whole life.
You came out with a freaking Guinness out
okay,
of
Okay, all right, all right. So all now right. We know what we're doing. No, actually, guys. Right.
Seriously, how to fix it?
Okay,
start with wine coolers. I know it's a terrible thing.
Oh, oh,
I know it's terrible.
No. Why don't I just start kissing dudes?
Well, I mean, I kissed Tom.
He did kiss. It was. There was no penetration.
I think Travis kissed me a couple times too, but you were really drunk.
Yeah, I did. Hold on. But
I would like to say because I know that we do have gay listeners. That was for the lulz, and I'm very sorry. There's nothing wrong with kissing dudes.
I am from an Italian background, and that is actually an okay thing in Italian background.
It's a greeting.
Oh, it used to be a huge sign of respect.
I really don't have a problem with
just
gay
before they kill you.
All.
Oh, I can start kissing.
all right. Okay. Let's get back to the show, gentlemen.
Did you guys end up getting your top three vehicles?
Oh hell yes.
Oh, let's try that next, Zach.
You want to open this can of worms?
I do.
I want to do top three vehicles.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, It's time for top three. Top three! G2B, guests always go first on the War Pod. Start us off.
Oh, I'm going to start this off. I want my fucking jetpack, okay? It's 2015 now. Nice. I want my fucking jetpack. Oh, that is my number one.
You stole mine.
You have three. You have two more to go.
Oh, no. No. I still was going to see if they were going to respond to my jetpack thing.
Jetpack? Okay. Are we talking
jetpack?
Did you see it was Stanley's Superhumans, and it was the guy who invented a working jetpack style device?
Style. I did see that. It's got blades. That is not a jetpack.
It's got what?
That was the one with the hydro with the blades.
The wings?
But it's not a jetpack at that point.
Well, it's using jet. Well, no, actually, it's using rockets.
Yeah, it's using rockets. Yeah, and wings. I mean, and it's cool, but it's still not a jetpack. Look, they told me by 2015 I'd have a jetpack. I don't have a jetpack.
Who told you that?
That's a generational thing.
Everybody.
Yeah, that's a generational.
It's generational. I'm old. Okay. By this time, we were all supposed to be flipping around in jetpacks. So that's
first
my
off, the Jetsons were set in the 1990s. So.
Yeah, it's 2015. See, I'm supposed to have it.
By now, yeah.
So that is my number one. So my number two, I want my 1968 Mustang back. Midnight blue, 68, short back Mustang, absolutely brilliant vehicle.
Okay, speaking as the only person who's ever seen it,
you left it rust. No, that was the other one in the garage. Susie destroyed my first 68.
Yeah, okay. Wait a minute. So it's okay to talk about the first 68, the second 68
was a restoration
project. How about the Fiat?
The Fiat is still in the garage. So, that's not even on my third list, though, okay? So my third one is, I want a fucking Warthog, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I want a Warthog.
Yeah, of course.
I want one out on the streets. I want to be shooting crap off with a Warthog.
Yeah, absolutely. Gauss rifle or the traditional chain gun?
Ooh. Okay, yes.
Well, the Gauss rifle makes way better sound on Mech Force.
No. It does, but it's okay on that. So those are my top three vehicles. Two real, one, and maybe I can make one. Trust me, I can make anything I need. All right, Rob, your top three vehicles.
You're going to hate me.
All right, I am.
Number one is I'm going to second the quote. You know, when I was young, I was promised a jetpack joyride.
You were not.
Yes, we were. It was constantly
dude,
the jetpack.
Dude, they used to open up Disney with the scene of the guy with the jetpack coming out.
Yeah,
okay,
the jetpack.
But it was a neat, No,
jetpacks.
No, right. So point, jetpack joyride.
You were promised a Peter Pan lifestyle then, too, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my question, because Tom got into it. Do you have stipulations on the hardware necessary? He said no wings. Okay, are wings okay with you?
A jetpack.
It's a jetpack if it's got a jet.
All right. Let's be honest.
It's not the jetpack we
stabilize with just a jet.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
How?
No, you got to have that fin in your helmet. Night
Rocket Man. Hey, by the way, that was a good show.
It was a good movie. I like the movie. Okay, Rob, what's your second?
No, I want those tubes that take you everywhere. As a note.
Futurama.
Oh.
As a note
future
for the tubes,
yes,
that take you everywhere. That actually did happen in Washington.
No.
They did actually use that to get to Congress for a while.
No.
One of the huge hidden secrets about Congress is that at one point they could actually use pneumatic tubes to get to Congress. It's a really good way to do it.
Splat.
Wait a minute.
Your listeners
need to look this up. Pneumatic tubes in Washington? I never heard about this.
Hold on, were they in like an apparatus, or was it Futurama style where they just suck you into a wall?
apparently it was not very good, whatever it was.
It's gotta be like a bank teller thing where you stuck the little, you know, the,
yeah, they actually did try it.
Yeah, they really did try pneumatic tubes.
Yeah, they did try it.
Okay, that's pretty cool, actually.
I'm too drunk to type it.
All right. Number three.
The Suzuki Samurai needs to be returned.
Oh, God. Suzuki Samurai.
I did too. We were both Samurai owners.
Those fuckers were awesome. Besides, they tipped over, they were great.
You know, they were tipped over by dumbass 20-year-olds.
I never tipped mine over.
Okay. Because I drove it in stupid weather mm-hmm. responsibly.
Oh, that thing was fucking awesome, dude.
Although Jason, who is a 4x4 expert, by the way.
Yeah.
Jason, you probably know Jason. I'm not going to give his last name because, you know, he's all paranoid on the internet. So, but, Jason,
he wears aluminum on his head.
Jason was terrified by my driving in the winter with the exact same thing. But I did drive entirely through a park in this vehicle with no problem.
The problem with the Suzuki Samurai, they had a really short wheelbase. And yes, if you were going, you know, at 45 degrees, yeah, it would probably
turn. Don't turn.
Yeah, not at 45. Don't go on 45 degrees.
Pick a straight arc and go.
Yeah. Yeah,
so don't be turning.
The Suzuki Samurai was a
cool never four turn by on your vehicles.
Well, on a four, it really was a really tiny 4x4.
Turn on flat.
Yeah,
crawl
don't
straight.
Yeah, thank you. Always
exactly
crawl straight.
It's right. my most beloved vehicle.
It mine too, actually.
I love mine.
It killed me to sell mine. All right, Larry.
I like the front wheel trike. So all
the three wheelers.
Couple variants out there. There's the Can-Am one, but they're and this is what I probably will do. I'm kind of working towards.
You're gonna buy one?
I'm thinking about it. Basically, it's a conversion kit for the Harley V-Rod.
Okay.
And then the Scorpion Trikes makes a conversion kit to do the front end of it, so you have the three wheels in the
front.
Okay,
do you do the conversion yourself, or do they actually do the conversion
for
you?
You gotta do the conversion yourself.
Oh, dude, you can do the conversion yourself.
I think so. I think so.
Yeah,
you know?
So,
but
again, no offense to Harley riders, this is a good way to stabilize a Harley. Harleys are nice bikes, and they're great on straights, but again, they don't corner well.
I mean,
Harleys do not corner well.
Part of the reason that
the
Scorpion
okay
did it, Scorpion did it is that a lot of Harley riders are getting older. And so,
no, wait,
you know,
no,
so,
it's not. No, no, it's not that Harley riders are getting older. You can't afford a Harley until you're
I'm
older.
I'm frankly kind of lazy, and I don't want to put my feet down at a stop sign. You know, I like the Harley experience.
Okay, no, that's a good number one. Okay, number two?
Oh, number two. You know, it's a vehicle, right?
Yeah.
Yes, that is the topic.
A vehicle.
It could be a hoverboard if you want.
Well, damn it!
I was going to say...
No, wait! No, we have
I like a Hydrodyne speedboat.
Really?
A tri-hull design, you can go like 70, 80 miles an hour and still corner flat.
We got a lot of long lakes around here. And a lot of speedboat.
Yeah.
Mind you, again, only in the summertime.
Love the Hydrodyne.
Nice
too
call. Wow, that was a very good call.
Is it okay to bring up yet another side topic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Texans and Wisconsin. I'm changing Wisconsinites to Wisconsineers. That's like
Wisconsineers, kind of like Imagineers.
It's one of my big policies.
Okay.
Right now, but one of the reasons why I like Texas so much when I was there is because we do have a similarity. And
we drink.
We drink a lot. But I really think that the idea of a lake is not understood in all other states.
That's
you
true.
There's a lot of them. Yeah, absolutely.
Texas totally understands that you should drink when you're fishing.
That's right.
Yes.
It's another state.
Absolutely.
Especially when you're going 70, 80 miles an hour in Hydrodyne.
Right?
Thank you. Exactly.
Drag that shit behind you.
We'll just here fishing and drinking all the time.
You know what's popular down here? You're talking about dragging stuff behind you when that's necessary? Is the river.
Right?
We get down on the river, and we go tubing.
Yeah,
nice. Tubing is popular up here. Again,
really?
For 3 months.
Yeah, we have a really. Yeah,
we have got some amazing rivers to do with that on.
Yeah.
All right, Larry. Third vehicle.
And a third vehicle. It's always been. I've never had the opportunity to drive one, but I do want one, and I at least drive one. Is it 1976?
Rob's drunk.
And I know this is going to be sort of cliche in a way, but a 1976 Corvette.
Ooh.
Is one of my favorites. And if you look at it from it's the body of a woman.
It is a body of a woman. It's got big tits, slender waist, nice ass. Got a Corvette from on top in the 70s. Trust me, they knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah, the old Corvettes. Or even the 1950s style.
I have a feeling that you've been banned from several showrooms.
Yes, we have.
Nice.
Look. I didn't mean to do that on your hood. It was okay.
It's turtle wax.
Okay.
All right. So, new mic, top three.
All right. Well, I'm going to start with a show, like a old show vehicle. I'm going back to the old Batmobile from the 1960s.
Nice.
Adam West, because I love those old episodes.
That is a good call for your number one.
That's my number one. Number two, I'm going to go with the Ghost from Halo.
Sure.
Speed boost. Well, Halo 2, because then you got the speed boost.
Yes, and you got the speed boost.
Yeah, get her. I mean, floating vehicle with plasma.
Oh, dude, yes. Yeah. No. I'm not. I will not. Look, I like the Warthog.
The Ghost. The Ghost. Ghost is a good call.
My second call.
I like the Ghost because it can strafe.
Right.
Yes.
Oh God, yes.
Some of the most beautiful combats I've ever been in have been ghost on ghost, because you're just going in elliptical patterns around each other, just blasting the crap.
also what I like is when you like boost, it's like.
Oh, sorry about that. Yes, we will.
Okay.
No. We will. We'll keep it down. We're sorry.
Are you being kicked out?
No, more or less. Unlikely. We were bad. We're sorry. we were bad.
Oh, that's your version of Jay Riz. we don't have Jay Riz today, but I actually do this from my bedroom. Usually we've got Jay Riz napping in the back, barking at me about something.
But I want to know that the bar just defended.
The bar did stick up.
But I like the exhaust on it when you hit the boost. I like the exhaust on it when you hit the boost of the Ghost, where it's just like,
I feel bad now.
The plasma streams?
Yeah, the
Yeah.
My dream car, which is the Aston Martin DB9.
Ooh.
That's my dream car that I'm never going to get. Because it costs
$300,000. Yeah, well.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then on the sidebar, we were promised hoverboards.
Oh, that hoverboards! Yeah.
Okay. did you see the Tony Hawk video with the? You saw the new hoverboard?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that thing's useless.
Yeah, that's the first.
It works though.
That's the first iteration of it though. There's going to be a better one eventually.
Okay. The thing is that when you watch the end of the video, it said this was a creative way to introduce the technology. So I don't think it's intended for hoverboards. Because I just started boarding, and it would be like your skateboard were on multi-directional casters.
Yeah.
There's no way to get it. You know those little scoot boards from PE?
Yeah.
The ones you always tried to skateboard on and then you died?
Yeah.
I do think it's like unfair because you never get like the technology that you think you're gonna get. You know? You get close, but it's kind of, there's rules and limits.
Yeah, I always wanted a punching clone. It's similar to a punching bag, but there are lots of philosophical problems with it.
I do want to ask you about clones.
Okay.
Really?
Would you totally have sex with your own clone?
Wow. Well,
you have reached your limit on that one, Rob.
I do want to talk about clones.
No. That's a good question, because that's a hypothetical that we used to throw each other. You're locked in an elevator with your doppelganger. It was like talk, fight, or screw. And...
Screw it.
Oh, wait, I just had to center myself.
I got to go with fight, so I guess I know the answer. Yeah.
I think it has a lot to do with yourself and how you feel about yourself. You know, would you be angry with the yourself? Me, I've kind of given up. I think I'm really the best version of me that could be out there. It's not saying that I think I'm great. I'm just saying that given upbringing and influence, I'm the best version of me there could be.
What software put it into the clone? The exact duplicate of you? Or was it let to evolve?
Yeah, I totally helped myself.
Well, clones aren't exactly duplicates either. They're like 93-something percent clones. They're not actually 100%.
Well, the assumption is
of replicators or Star Trek, you know, where you literally are doing the exact same.
Oh yeah, okay, that's a little
yeah,
different. I was thinking more.
What software is loaded? Is it your exact
Larry
state that you're in? So
Larry,
like,
you're taking this way too far.
Well, I think about this a lot. It actually came up earlier when I then truncated that conversation.
All right, now you know how we were like going on topic. Now we're way
yeah,
off.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, to shorten it, would you totally hit yourself, or let yourself be hit by yourself?
For me, it's a friendly competition. I want to test my skills.
All right, so guys, I think we've just killed that topic.
Sorry.
I'm ready to go. Ramp it back up.
So, have all of you done your vehicles?
Yeah, I think we did.
Zach, would you like to go next?
I would. In keeping with the tradition, if we tried to do a full top three, which is usually top and bottom three, we'd be here for about 9 hours. So, keeping with tradition, I will be our negative Nancy avatar.
Okay.
And I'll do my bottom three. Bottom three.
Wait, I just thought you said we were not going to do bottom three.
I am.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, guys. Do you guys have bottom threes ready?
No, we're not ready for bottom three.
I could think of songs.
They're undecided.
Oh yes, totally. We all have them except for me.
Just do your top three, Zach, and we'll leave it at that. You do yours, and I'll do mine.
I don't have them.
You don't have a top?
Mind if I show you yours?
Wait a second,
Larry. You need to stop. No more beer. You're done.
No one.
No, you're cut off, dude. You need to go home.
No. Don't let him drive.
I got work to do yet.
Oh, then you have to work.
Okay, Zach. So you don't have a top three?
No, I don't have. I only have my bottom.
Okay. Okay. Fine. Do that then.
I anticipated.
Go for it.
Listen to me, Johnny. Johnny.
Well, I'm listening.
We're pretty late in the podcast. Did you know that?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey, John.
What?
What's up?
What's going on?
Oh.
What just happened?
I just wanted to have a nice little. I wanted to have a sweet little moment between you and I for just a second.
Okay.
Wow!
Was that
your bottom three?
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea what's going on.
Okay. So bottom three.
It makes interesting.
Number three, the Whirly Bat.
Okay.
For like 2 seconds, Batman had this. It was like a pogo stick with a helicopter blade on top, and it was supposed to be a tiny little aerial vehicle for him to like zoom around Gotham on. You know, without all the startup time of the bat copter or the bat plane.
Right.
And it just sucked.
Which Batman was this in? Was this in the animated?
No, this was the comic in the 60s.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Say again?
That sounds like a woefully disproven principle in early aviation.
Yeah. Larry, that legit, really good sentence that you just said there.
It's rare, but it happens.
He was all pedaling it and stuff. No, it works. I'm Batman.
It sounds like more Inspector Gadget than it does Batman.
It's very Inspector Gadget. That was the weird thing about it. They actually brought it. They brought back a similar concept in The Dark Knight Returns. They had a Whirly Bat of sorts, but it was more like an auto hang glider.
Right.
Yeah, they just took it to the top of the building, and it was essentially just, you know, in case there's no stairs. That was kind of cool, but this thing sucked. You had to sit on it. It was weird. Either way, number two, Sonic's go-kart.
God damn it, Zach!
Why does Sonic have a go-kart?
We've been over this.
Only so
awesome.
I can have fun.
I love go-karts.
Yeah, I do love Sonic and the go-karts.
See, everybody loves go-karts.
Yeah,
Sonic.
I love go-karts.
Yeah, I can
you know what I saw today? A big wheel go-kart.
No.
I think they just cut him off again.
There will be no big wheels on this podcast, sir. Okay.
You guys know about like the adult go-kart? It's called the Aerial Atom.
Okay. I was hoping that the context of adult was going to be kid friendly because
no, it's got a V6 strapped on the back of it.
Oh
and
shit!
Nice.
It weighs less than 1,000 pounds.
Nice.
Wow, what's its top speed?
150.
Jesus. No.
Yeah, it
That's
is.
I.
How many people has that killed so far?
Not, I don't know, but it's just the frame. It's like an Indy car, but it's just like the frame, and it accelerates like a mother.
As a note, I have given my son two gas powered high speed vehicles since he was about 12, and we'll say that he has survived both of them.
Nice, he's
fairly reasonable. He doesn't go faster than he wants to, but I don't encourage him to.
Since I have no more children, I plan to give my grandchildren motorized vehicles.
Then you shouldn't kill your grandchildren.
All right. Zach, what is your last one?
Okay, the worst vehicle known to man is the Supermobile.
The hell is that?
It's Batman's. It's Superman's car.
Oh, God. What does he need a car for?
Superman need a car.
That's worse than Sonic.
No, wait. Why does Superman need a car?
The Supermobile, car is a bit of a misnomer. It's an all-terrain vehicle. It can street, it can fly, it can everything. It has all of Superman's abilities.
Whoa, how did he get that?
What?
He built it to have this.
He can bring a friend.
Did he somehow grow it out of some kind of genetic thing?
No, it's just using technology. You know, it's got robot arms, so it's super strong. It's a plane, so it can fly. It's got lasers on it, and he's got laser vision.
Uh-huh.
You know, his moveset isn't very complex. You can emulate it all with technology.
Wow. Sure.
It's weak against.
That was very pen and paper.
The only problem is it runs on kryptonite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Lex Luthor built a kryptonite car to battle it, correct?
Probably.
Yeah. And that's why we don't see it anymore.
Well, here's my question. All right, you know that Superman gets his powers from the sun. Did the car also get its powers from the sun?
Zach?
I'm going to guess not, and I'll tell you why. Because why they introduced it, the idea was... Superman has the Supermobile for when he no longer has his powers.
So something probably goes
funky with the sun, and so he jumps in the supercar and he's good to go. And I think that's actually not a bad concept. Why I dislike the supercar is, or the Supermobile is, if he has the technology, why doesn't every member of the Justice League have one?
Good point. Right. Well, it's the same for Batman.
Well,
Batman's
not
got
Wonder
the
Woman
technology.
Has an invisible plate.
Well, Batman's a typical Batman's a typical rich person. He just doesn't want to share his wealth with everybody else.
Also,
hey Batman, can I get the cure for cancer? No, because I'm Batman.
If I knew the cure for throat cancer, I would have used it on myself.
Okay. So it's my okay. You threw a wrench in everything, Zach. So what I'm going to do real quick is I'm going to run through like quick fire my top three, and then I'll explain my bottom three.
Why do you get special bottom permission?
Wait, no, hold on. You had special bottom permission first. I'm just joining you in the bed. I mean, yeah, I'm just doing what you're. Don't you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna say stuff. Okay.
Fuck it. I'm just gonna say stuff. Fuck it, we're doing it live.
Doing it live. Okay, I got the Batmobile. I just said all of them, and then the Millennium Falcon, and the time traveling train from Back to the Future 3.
Oh, nice call.
I didn't think about that. The DeLorean.
Either one would have been good.
Yeah.
Hey. Good.
I just have the preference of the train because I think trains are cooler.
Yes.
Real talk for a second.
Yeah.
We were sitting around, and like for no reason, just popped into my head. It's time for another Back to the Future, and like everybody was like, "It's not gonna work. You're not gonna have Michael J. Fox and stuff like that." And Jay Riz, she brought up, "How about make the movie, the new movie about Jules and Vern Brown, his sons?"
Oh yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
that's a good call,
right?
Yeah, the doc comes back and he's like, "We have to change the future." And like, what the fuck is a train?
Well, the thing is, like, Jules and Vern, because they're from the past, they'd be stuck in the future. So the new movies, instead of having to put a number at the end of it, it's a new series called Back from the Future.
There you go.
Oh.
Pitch the idea.
He's got this all worked out. Have you pitched this yet to any Hollywood execs?
That might be.
I'm sorry. Remember how I said sometimes Jay Riz is barking at me about stuff?
Yeah, Zach.
Have you pitched this yet to your Hollywood friends?
To my Hollywood friends? Are you talking...
It's a brilliant idea.
It's not yet. Do you have a Hollywood friend? I'll talk to him.
we'll talk to Ben.
Look, talk's cheap. Put it on paper.
We got some connections.
Yeah, no, that'd be awesome. But they better hook up because Doc Brown could die soon.
Jay Riz is accusing me of bogarting my idea. Bat, the title was mine.
It was my idea.
Okay, we'll co-produce.
All right.
Let me do my bottom three real quick.
Goodness.
Okay. The Bat Cycle from The Dark Knight I thought was stupid.
What?
I did not like the Bat Cycle. It was completely practical.
I'll give it to you. It was just pretty much two bouncy balls with...
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with bouncy balls in an engine.
I thought the way the wheels were designed, it could not have...
It's easy to look at, but yes, as an actual vehicle, it's unrealistic.
It was to look at.
Okay.
But I am totally drunk now.
Excellent.
They did a tech of sci-fi sort of spot on Discovery or Science Channel, something like that. And they said the only problem with – okay, not the only problem, but one of the glaring problems that can be fixed with that bat cycle is getting the tires to run at the same time. But they said it's workable.
Okay.
You know, if the and I drive one. I drive a Juke. If they can get the Juke to actually run the wheels at the same time, it's okay. That I love the look of it, but man,
yeah.
What
are you talking
about?
Vehicle.
If you get snow inside the rims, yeah. It will go out of balance like severely. It's screwed up. The wheels are too close together.
I would say something about your tight. Juke, but I don't really want to offend anybody.
Yeah, I know how you are.
Because it's really bad.
Okay,
well,
that was his first.
Okay. Okay. Final word on the Juke. I used to sell Nissans, and I hate that car.
Oh,
I
we're
love
friends.
The fucker.
We're
though.
Friends.
You know, it's fun. I gotta say, it's the most fun thing I've ever driven on dirt. But that said, as a road car, it is not a road car.
Right.
It is not a road car.
My second vehicle is the Yellow Submarine. Come on, who wants the Yellow Submarine? That's completely impractical.
Everyone.
Wait, you used to sell Nissan?
I used to, yes.
I just want to sidetrack. Just for a second. I love Nissan. It is like my we drive like Nissan's.
No. I don't.
Nissan makes Yellow Submarine.
No. apparently they do. I don't hate Nissans. I just hate the Juke. Nissan in general is pretty awesome. I don't like the Juke in specifically.
Go fuck yourself, Larry.
this is good.
Hold on. We need to get back to Yellow Submarine talk here.
Go ahead.
Yellow Submarine.
Fair enough.
Go ahead, Zach.
What's wrong with the Yellow Submarine?
It's yellow.
So.
Yeah, yeah, so that other submarines don't run into it. If they were blue.
Painted yellow, right?
Submarines are made for combat.
Not the yellow submarine. It's a habitat. They live on it.
Well, I specifically think that submarines should be exclusively for combat.
Well, you're wrong.
No, the
what
yellow
are we?
Submarine is living quarters.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what? I won't be taking a ride on it because I completely opposed to it.
Does your podcast cover this every week?
Vehicles or Yellow Submarines?
Yellow Submarine.
No. No, this is completely new.
No, I mean, but we're... no, not this specific topic, but stuff like this.
What, top threes?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do top threes every time.
Okay, I'm totally done. I'm totally subscribing.
Yeah, we argue about the stupidest crap. Okay, my last one on the list, it actually goes in, it's very similar to the reason I don't like the Yellow Submarine, is Kirby the Love Bug.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
I love Herbie.
I gotta tell you, we should have had them go first so we understood how the topic worked.
Is it an option?
I think we do.
I love Herbie!
Yeah, I did TV shows.
They were selling Herbie the Love Bug. Yeah, obviously a ripoff. But at one of the local car dealerships here.
Yeah.
And I like almost bought it just to park it. I mean, piece of shit. Because By the way, as a disclaimer, I've worked for emissions control.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you that of all the vehicles I've driven on the Tyne, the fucking Volkswagen fucking Beetle is the worst fucking vehicle I've ever driven on the Tyne.
What?
It is horrible.
That lawnmower engine wasn't good?
That said, I would totally
the
love that vehicle.
Start, turn the start.
Turn that bitch into a motorbike.
Yeah.
Well, I'll drive it as is.
So one thing you guys don't know about me, and this makes sense for why I chose this, is that I'm a complete Grinch when it comes to stuff like this. He means
personification. He doesn't like it when inanimate objects have personalities, including puppets, which is weird to me. He doesn't like puppets.
Yeah, wait a minute, dude. You game, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Orcs?
Orcs? What about orcs?
Yeah. Kobolds?
Wait, what?
Kobolds?
Oh, kobolds.
Yeah.
But those are monsters. I don't like general personification. I don't like inanimate objects becoming like humans, or they receive life.
So you hated Beauty and the Beast.
That was creepy. Muppets are creepy.
Johnny, what about photons?
What the things that become couches and beds?
No, not futons. Photons.
Photon? What the hell? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about everything. Everything on a screen that you look at is actually just a collection of photons. And so, if it's interactive like a game and it's talking to you, that's a personification of a photon.
No.
Yeah.
No. That's like the biggest stretch.
I don't think I'm gonna give you that one.
Articles.
Because the photons haven't been proof. Their collection gives a representation of a thing.
Of an animal.
But they didn't actually personify themselves.
Okay. Right. What about Philip the Funny Photon?
No, we're not doing that.
But I gotta tell you, if I knew how this topic worked, I would have picked the car of the future with the mother-in-law seat.
Oh. Too late, you missed it.
No mother-in-law seat for you, brother.
Nice.
Would anybody have picked the Homer?
Yeah, that's a Homer.
The Homer's great. Okay. With a cup holder for his drink.
God, I can't find it. Because I'm thinking.
I hate to bring this up, but
you know what though? I just thought of something.
I know, I'm very distracted. Stop, both you guys.
Wait, real quick.
Quick!
I really want a Google car so I can drink. Just drive me home.
Actually,
that is a good point. Actually, a Google car so all of us could get drunk and then just go take me home.
I just want to note that the Trailer Park Boys car has been showing up at like car shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad of that.
It's excellent because that car is almost identical to the car I drove in high school.
Oh.
All right. I have actually a top three.
You know or this because
no,
I had to borrow yours.
I want to talk about the Reliant Robin.
No.
Gentlemen, what's our next topic? Or where are we at here?
We're wrapping up, I think.
Yeah, we usually close on the bottom three.
Yeah, so Zach, you want to explain to how we usually wrap things up?
We usually say goodbye.
Right. But we usually say goodbye, everybody.
Okay. This is not a clean dismount. And did we lose the guys? Did they unplug for Larry?
Oh, I think we're going to find out in a second. There they are.
All right.
Just a note in the real podcast that happened.
Get your hand. Stop muting us!
He keeps Drunken Larry.
We're getting to the end.
Gentlemen, this is out of the show.
Drunken Larry is my favorite part.
Once again, I would like to thank our guest G2B. Tell them tell the folks down here in Texas how to find your stuff.
Okay, Guys Games and Beer is available at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Please Facebook us at www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer because that's where most stuff happens. We're not actually just a podcast. We're a lot of different stuff. How about Twitter, Tom?
You can find us at Guys Games and Beer on Twitter. And
no, Guys Games and Beer.
Guys Games beer, no and beer, on Twitter. I will tell you right now, we give away a lot of free crap. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. You know why? Because you'll get free shit.
Yeah, because you don't want to listen to the podcast.
I remember our YouTube channel.
www.facebook. I'm sorry. YouTube.com/guysgamesandbeer.
No. It's GGB.
Oh, it is GGB.
Yeah, it's GGB. And then we also have a Twitch channel, which we're really on. Guys, Games, and Beer.
Which we're on right now. Right the second.
We are twitching right now. So find us someplace on the internet.
And of course, if you're listening to this on iTunes or SoundCloud, go over to warlocksgamesandbeer.com or spacecitynerd.com, and you will find all the links that you need wherever you find this podcast on the site.
Absolutely.
Beer is available on pretty much every podcast site.
There you go.
Yep.
All right.
Now I think it's time to say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, we love you.
And we love you forever and ever.
In inappropriate ways.
No.
We'll be waiting in the bushes.
Larry?
I'm
drunken Larry is abstaining.
Wow. You guys actually shut him up for once.
Okay.